Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting third. The left fielder, Boog Powell. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bob Johnson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Kurt Palfari. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Barber. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Steve Barber. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting second. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting third. The left fielder, Danny Cater. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Scourin. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Juan Pizarro. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Juan Pizarro. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Romano and he is safe. Aparicio steals second. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair strikes out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen misplays the ball. That's an error on Hansen. Aparicio moves to third. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up towards first. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater takes first base on ball four. Bill Scourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scourin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Kurt Palfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palfari strikes out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair strikes out. Two outs. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Norm Seaburn now playing first base. Bob Johnson now playing second base. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops it up and throws to first, with Barber covering, for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a fly ball into right field. Bulfari settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Steve Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber is called out on strikes. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-1 in the game. Blair strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro strikes out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Buford moves to second. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Buford moves to third. Robinson moves to second. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-1 in the game. Skowron takes first base on ball 4. Buford scores. Robinson moves to third. Cater moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. Romano hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robinson moves to second. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0-for-1 in the game. Bulfari is called out on strikes. Two outs. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn hits a fly ball into left field. Cater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber is 0 for 1 in the game. Barber strikes out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Cater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro is 0 for 1 in the game. Pizarro hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Buford hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Blair chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Aparicio. Aparicio fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Aparicio. Buford moves to third. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cater strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 2 in the game. Blair hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Blair. The throw from Romano and he is safe. Blair steals second. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Powell is called out on strikes. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into left field. Cater picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Cater. Blair scores. Robinson moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Orioles, 1, White Sox, 1. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pizarro fields it and throws to first for the out. Robinson moves to third. Two outs. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0 for 2 in the game. Bulfari takes first base on ball 4. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. one out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 2 in the game. Romano hits a fly ball into right field. Bulfari settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. Ward strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber is 0 for 2 in the game. Barber is called out on strikes. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Hansen moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro is 0 for 2 in the game. Pizarro strikes out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hansen moves to third. Berry moves to second. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scourin scoops it up and throws to first, with Pizarro covering, for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Scourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scourin is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Scourin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 3 in the game. Romano hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 3 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pizarro fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bulfari takes first base on ball 4. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-2 in the game. Seaburn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Seaburn reaches second base with a double. Bulfari moves to third. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. Brown is walked intentionally. Jackie Brandt pinch hits for Steve Barber. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt strikes out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Aparicio strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Stu Miller now pitching. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hansen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry strikes out. Two outs. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro is 0-for-3 in the game. Pizarro strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Powell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Buford strikes out. Brown drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Buford out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cater hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Blair. Cater reaches second base with a double. Robinson moves to third. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Skowron is walked intentionally. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for John Romano. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards second. Johnson fields it, throws to home for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. J.C. Martin now catching. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Bulfari hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Seaburn bunts towards the mound. Wilhelm fields it and throws to first for the out. Bulfari moves to second. One out. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Brown is walked intentionally. Charlie Lau pinch hits for Stu Miller. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau strikes out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen misplays the ball. That's an error on Hansen. Bulfari moves to third. Brown moves to second. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skourin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Blair for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Hall now pitching. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 4 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Hansen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 3 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Bug Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Powell strikes out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Robinson. The throw from Martin and he is safe. Robinson steals second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Bulfari hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry who is chasing the ball. Bulfari reaches third base with a triple. Robinson scores. It's 2-1, Orioles. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skourin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Seaburn for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bug Powell now playing first base. Russ Snyder now playing left field. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. Buford is called out on strikes. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Robinson hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Cater strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 2, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.